The next patient is James Westberry, Westberry. The clinical case of a 74-year-old Vietnam veteran that is followed in the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. This patient has remained with a serum creatinine of 1.96 BUN or 41 and an estimated GFR of 35 mLs per minute. Sodium, potassium chloride, and CO2 is within normal limits. The protein creatinine ratio is less than 200 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Period. Number two, the patient has a history of diabetic mellitus and the hemoglobin A1C is reported to be 7.8%, which is consistent with an average blood sugar of 170. Following number, the patient has a history of iron deficiency anemia. The patient has iron supplementation. He has been taking the medication, and we found that the hemoglobin went up to 11.5. And the ferritin is about 300. The patient is encouraged to keep on taking this medication. Following number, the patient has a history of coronary artery disease, a status post PCI. He has been taking Plavix and aspirin that was ordered by the cardiologist. Following number, the patient has had several strokes that have been documented. In the left frontal subcortical white matter. And there was also evidence of two acute infarcts in the left occipital cortex measuring 0.3 and 0.4 centimeters. This patient has not had any cardioembolic stroke. The T has been negative. Whether or not it's related to the coronavirus vaccination is a possibility, period. Following number, pulmonary fibrosis that is associated to the fumes and vapors. The patient was exposed to Agent Orange in Vietnam for 19 months. Following number, the patient has a history of gout. We are going to attempt allopurinol again, and we are going to see whether or not the patient developed diarrhea. Following number, the patient has history of hypertension. The blood pressure is 150 over 80. He continues to take losartan. Following over hyperlipidemia that is under control. Reevaluation in 5 months with laboratory workup. We spent 8 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.